This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Which way is up? You know that movie, Which Way Is Up? Oh, forget it. That was like in the 70s. It was a Richard Pryor movie, Which Way Is Up? Kind of a little bit about his life. Strange movie. But yeah, Which Way Is Up? They had that old, that soundtrack to it was really cool. Which Way Is Up? There's a certain type of music they played during that period. Anyway, I'm glad you guys are here. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to. And the reason why I'm saying Which Way Is Up? Right? That bass beat of the guitar. It's because the Democrats don't know which way is up. Yeah, they don't know whether to wind their butts or pat their watches. Or scratch their watches. Is that it? Yeah. Anyway, yeah, they're struggling. Struggling big time. You have that clip of Tom Perez. Tom Perez, the DNC chairman, the Democrats wanted to do some legislation that said, we want to abolish ICE because Cynthia Nixon said it, and then it became the battle cry. Immigration, these people are terrorists, man. And then, of course, immigration's going out, and they're stopping all these pedophile rings, these human trafficking, sex trafficking rings, doing their job. A reason they exist. Immigration, customs enforcement. These are the people that say you can't bring, you know, some crazy little bug in or some animal in or some fruit pie you got from such and such because it doesn't fit in with us for whatever reason. And we come to these conclusions because of people doing these things and introducing some beetle that destroys a crop that we didn't know was going to happen. And that's why we put these things in. And we do the same thing for people. We don't want you bringing disease in and things that we want to make sure that we quarantine. There's a reason why America doesn't have outbreaks of malaria and some other diseases. Ebola is not common in America. It's found typically in Africa. Hanta is not here in America, and so on and so forth. You get my point. But the Democrats don't want it. Why are you protecting us? How dare you protect American citizens from you know, letting people just come in any way they want? Why have these protections? Why have this legal system that says, okay, why are you here? You know, what are you planning to do while you're here? How will you not be a burden on a society that we built by going through the legal system? Because if you just say it's open borders, well, then it doesn't matter how I cross. Get rid of ICE. Get rid of the Border Patrol. Get rid of all of it and just let it be a free-for-all. Because that's how we do it in the real world, isn't it? That's what you do in stores. Why do we even have walls around buildings? Why do we have walls around prison? Why do we even have prison? Nothing is a crime according to the left. So what, you go in and steal something from a bodega and get yourself shot? It ain't your fault, it's the cop's fault. California says, steal up to $950. Come on, you're just trying to feed your family. Yeah, with a TV? Doesn't matter. Which way is up? They don't know which way is up. The Democrats are struggling. Here's the problem. Their reality, how they want to live and how they want you to live are two different things.
You need to let these people into the schools, these illegals, these poor little children of DACA and all that.
Oh, but no, I don't want them in my school.
You need to let these illegals come live in America.
Oh, but not in my gated community. No, no, no. I don't want to have to live with them.
What are you talking about? That's riffraff.
They smell. They stink. That's what Harry Reid said. They stink, and he's right. They do. I don't want to smell stinky people any more than you. You don't have to be rich to go, I don't want to smell stinky people. I don't want to smell stinky people, rich or poor. We live in America. We got running water. And I'll give you a bar of soap. I'll even buy you some deodorant. Just over there. So they don't know which way is up. They're struggling. Here's Tom Perez talking about, after they wanted the legislation for ICE, they then don't want it.
There's been calls to end, obviously, the family separation policy, which is a consensus call. There have also been calls to abolish ICE. There's legislation that's been introduced by Democratic members of Congress. Some Democratic senators have endorsed that position as others. Do you think we should abolish ICE?
We should defeat Donald Trump. That's what we should do. Leaders set the tone of this nation.
Wait,
Donald
Trump. Did you just say we should abolish Donald Trump?
Intolerance. His tolerance for total ethical lapses, whether it's the EPA or HHS or elsewhere. This administration has set the tone. I went after Joe Arpaio. We sued him when I was the head of the Civil Rights Division. I didn't try to abolish the Maricopa County Sheriff's Office. We understood that the problem lied in the leadership of Joe Arpaio. And Joe Arpaio is now the former sheriff, and the current sheriff has worked very hard to change the culture. We need a change in leadership at the top levels of this country. We need to elect Democrats so that we can make sure that our values of inclusion and opportunity are values that are now holding score, holding sway in the United States. I think that's the most important thing that we can do, is win elections in November so that we can reform ICE, so that we can reform the EPA, so that we can change this culture of corruption that has infected the federal government. And it's infected the federal government because its leadership in the form of this president is ethically void.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It is the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. If you noticed that Tom Perez did not answer the question, good for you. He doesn't answer the question. Why is it that you guys sponsor legislation that says get rid of ICE, and the Republicans go, okay, cool, we'll bring it to the floor? No, you know what? We don't want to vote on that. You want to know why? You guys know? You probably do, right? The reason why is because it was poll tested. It was great. It was a battle cry for this, what's this little Ocasio girl up in New York? We need to get rid of ICE. She's a silver spoon kid that has, life is nothing like she depicts it. Beats up an incumbent Democrat, I mean, with her far leftist views, and Tom Perez wants it to be, she's our champion. She and Cynthia Nixon of Sex in the City fame say, we want to get rid of ICE. So they go, it's a good idea. Let's do it. And then people go, maybe it's not such a good idea. And so then the Democrats don't even want to support their own legislation. See, that's what's called getting a dose of sanity. Thank yourselves, America. Welcome back, everybody. That is what's called getting a dose of sanity. Mm-hmm. See, when the Democrats are forced to deal with the things, when they finally get somebody that goes, that's not going to play very well, particularly with ICE arresting all these pedophiles. Hey, short break. We'll be back. Keep it here, folks. This is the Kevin Jackson.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope. That wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
And it's almost like being in love. Donald Trump. Donald Trump is president. Leftists are going to be mad. I'm going to say it anyway. It's almost like being in love. I want to go all Broadway on you. What a day this has been. What a moment like this. I don't even know the words, but it's almost like being Donald Trump's presidency. It's almost like being in love. Oh, man, come on. Don't turn the dial. Don't turn the dial. It's Kevin Jackson. That's who you're listening to. KJRadio.com. I'm hoarse, or I could really have knocked that out of the park. What a day this has been. But I've been talking so much, speaking all over the place, phone interviews, right? You know, whatever. And Donald Trump's presidency is almost like being in love. It is. You have a commander-in-chief. You have an alpha male in the White House. Somebody making you proud. All around the world telling people, we don't take that anymore. I don't care what you said, G7 summit. You're going to start opening up your trade barriers there, Canada. A buddy of mine, he told me, he says, a good friend of Trudeau's said, Justin, You can't win a trade war with America. You can go talk tough all you want, and all you're going to do is make yourself look stupid. You cannot win a trade war with America. I just told you guys earlier in the broadcast about Theresa May and NATO and trade and all that. And what did Theresa May say? We need to open up all borders for fair trade, for free trade, no tariffs, whatever. She's going along the lines of Donald Trump. What do you think Germany's going to do? What do you think France is going to do? What do you think the European Union is going to do if they want to sell product to you? What do you think they're going to do? They're going to lessen those trade barriers because that's the only choice they have. That's not even what I want to talk about. I want to talk about alpha male Donald Trump, commander-in-chief, replacing the commander-in-grief. The guy, Barack Obama, who wanted to gay up the military, who then said, you will learn how to deal with transsexuals and other sexuals, exuals, homosexuals, heterosexuals. Last time I checked, I just want an efficient and effective killing machine known as the military that is deployed whenever you get on our nerves to the degree that you become a menace. Then I want our military deployed. I don't care if you wear skirts and have bagpipes, as long as you can shoot and go take care of business. That's what I want. And I don't think that is a requirement for people to ask, but I'm going to tell you, I don't want your indulgences. I understand military discipline. I want you to do what you're told and do it like a good soldier. That's what you've learned how to do that. When you sign up for the military, and let's face it, everybody signs up. It isn't constriction. Nobody's putting a gun to somebody's head and saying, you join the military, old boy. Nope, you join on your own. And in doing that, you say, I need to be straightened out. I want to be in a regimented thing where I put country before anything else. Country before my personal, indulgences. And that's what the military does. And for the most part, they are all there and they are honorable, ready to go people. But then there are the ones inside who've succumbed to liberalism, who've bought into the idea that you should pay for my sex change. I joined the military to get my degree so I could get out. I didn't know I had an obligation. What kind of crazy military has Donald Trump created, though, right? No more concern for LGBTQ issues. Things like the transgender. Has he gone crazy? By leftist standards, the answer is yes. Because according to the Washington Times, the Army now returns focus on battlefield training and not social issues. Holy cow. Who knew? An Army focused on fighting? Who says Obama isn't missed? Here's what the Washington Times wrote. Fighting now takes precedence over dealing with transitioning transgender troops, drug abuse, and other issues as the Army seeks to overhaul its training regimen to hone its soldiers' battlefield skills. You mean we are not going to have social justice warriors? And we're going to have actual warriors that go fight battles in case we need them? Battlefield skills? I suggest that fighting against leftist indoctrination indeed tested the Army's skills. And for those keeping score, the Army lost. Until, dun 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 dun, what a day it has been, what a moment like this, but it's almost like being, yeah, it's almost like being in love with Donald Trump. Maybe under a commander-in-chief who's an alpha male, things will finally return to normal. Army Secretary Mark Esper and Chief of Staff General Mark Milley, service leaders are making optional, previously mandatory trainings on issues such as transgender transition and drug abuse. The move, Army leaders argue, is designed to relieve stress on the overburdened troop training regimen and refocus soldiers on ability to fight in combat. Can you believe we're having to refocus soldiers on the ability to fight in combat? The Army's regulations and policies that deal with training was pretty settled, and there were not a lot of detractors to it. It was all the other training requirements that we levied on ourselves, and we had levied from other places that led to the increasingly cumbersome approach to combat readiness, said Colonel John O'Grady, Chief of the Army's Collective Training Division. Can you imagine this guy when they said, look, let's get these people out of the battlefield. Let's get them trained on this transgender thing. That's a big deal right now. Come on, John. Let's go, Colonel. Get on the stick. I'm sure he joined up so he could indulge the army's whims, you know, the social justice warrior whims with all this nonsense. That's why he joined the military. I don't know about you, but I'm weren't you pleased to know that we were picking out our freaking battlefield colors and figuring out the, who was going to be a fashion week for the freaking army under Barack Obama? God forbid Trump actually makes our military ready to fight. Whew! Now, if you think the social justice agenda wasn't pervasive, understanding that along with mandatory training programs on transgender troops and drug abuse, courses on media awareness and human trafficking were eliminated from the mandatory curriculum. Yeah. Media awareness and human trafficking. Well, explain to me what our military has to do with this, please. And if you're wondering what the hell the Army needed training in this nonsense, you're not alone. But these were the mandates imposed under America's first LGBTQ president, Barack Obama. Are you happy now that you got rid of this clown? Are you happy now that you're watching our world return to normal? Look, I don't care who you are, leftist, rightist, whatever. If you're an American and you're telling me that our military needs to go through this kind of nonsense, you are a crazed leftist zombie, period. I don't care if you want to say, Kevin, I'm going to run my coffee shop, hang my gay flag, tell people about gay pride or whatever. I don't care what you do with that. But with our military, leave them the hell alone. Let them do what their charter is. And it isn't to figure out, oh, how do I handle the gay transgender dude in my foxhole? If you want to be a gay transgender, stay in the private sector. Don't get in the military.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dylan Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Who has the only raw living whole plant hemp CBD extract in the world? MetaHemp Solutions, a radically innovative approach to hemp CBDs for exceptional results. Why? Because they contain absolutely all the elements present in the original plant. All our hemp CBD products are independently lab tested for potency and purity and manufactured in our FDA registered facility. Try it today. 10% off with coupon code GCN10. Call 833-858-7500. That's 833-858-7500. Or buy MetaHemp Solutions today at metahempsolutions.com. That's metahempsolutions.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
The Labor Department reported that the unemployment rate is down to 3.9% and the economy added 157,000 jobs in the month of July. That is down from 248,000 jobs that were added in the month of June. Tony Saye Jr. is the Assistant Secretary of Public Affairs for the U.S. Treasury. He says things are starting to turn around for the American people.
People are starting to feel the real benefit of economic leadership that he's shown. And when we talk about growth, it's a very important number. Maria, I know you and I have talked about this many times. 4.1 is a very, very impressive number. We expect to hopefully continue on a trajectory where we have sustained 3% growth.
Clark County, Nevada Sheriff Joe Lombardo said today the Las Vegas Police Department final report will say that investigators have not been able to determine Stephen Paddock's motive for carrying out the deadliest random shooting in U.S. history. The report also indicated that Paddock acted alone. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I have a question for you. What in the heck is wrong with America's Democrats? What's wrong with the progressive, whatever they call themselves? Somebody please explain it to me. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Glad you guys are here. Look, you know what? Don't even bother to answer that, because let me explain this. Everything is wrong with those clowns. The Democratic Party is really a circus, and they've sullied the word progressive to the point of embarrassment. I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to make a prediction. At some point, you will call a leftist a progressive, and they'll go, I'm not one of those. No, don't call me that. I'm telling you that when you hear you as an individual, you know, that understands the lingo of English, and you hear, oh, well, we're making progress. I don't know how you feel. When I hear that word, I go, oh, find a different word. We're making, we're getting ahead. We're doing better. I don't want to hear progress. The left takes something good and they sully it up. They rub it between their butt cheeks and then go, here. It's like a sandwich. They make you a peanut butter sandwich and they rub it between their butt cheeks and go, here, take a bite. And you're like, ew. I know, it's a little bit of a, you know, I have to make the point. Well, you were going to eat your cinnamon bun. It's not like I'm stopping you. Anyway, the president visited Europe, as you guys know, and the left wished him nothing but failure. Bon voyage. Don't break a leg. I hope you fail. Again, 40% of this country wishes that the president fails in his efforts. Insert whatever here, whether it's tax policy, whether it's health care, whether it's foreign policy, domestic in any way, they want him to fail simply because they don't like him. It has nothing to do with policy. They don't like him. In some cases, the policy is actually going to benefit them. Losing Obamacare is going to help the majority of the people in this country. I promise you. And there's going to be a huge contingent of them. I don't care if it helps me. I just don't like him. I told you before, there are people planning vacations that have never planned a vacation. They're planning vacations. People planning to go out to dinner, planning their daughter's weddings, planning to send their kids to college or pay for summer camp that they weren't able to do. Now, much of the American media reported lovingly on baby Trump, you know, flying over London, them disparaging our president. Why? Because President Trump went to Europe to do what he promised to do, make America great again, make NATO live up to its mission. Further, President Trump demanded the European trade partners implement fair trade with America. How dare he do that? He went to Europe to represent you. He went to Europe and he required our supposed partners to stop their, how do I put this delicately? Let's just say all of them having their way with Lady Liberty anytime that they've chosen for decades. I don't know if you've ever known somebody like that. The loose girl in the neighborhood, you know? Everybody's talking about, oh, yeah, man, you know, oh, Susie. You know, it's pretty easy to get to Susie. That's the way they look at us. Under leftism, America was a willing, let me just say, Sandra Fluck. Okay? For American feminists, being a, and I'm trying to be somewhat delicate here, but it's tough to do, but being a promiscuous girl is acceptable. But see, local promiscuous girls, and I'm cleaning it up for you guys, can leave their hometowns and they can forget their past. America has no such luxury. Whatever is being done to her is being seen all around the world. She's got nowhere to run. The minute she goes somewhere, they go, look here. That's America. Yeah, baby. Hey, America, come on over here, girl. I got something for you. Our continual promiscuity has led to full-blown prostitution. And America worked the streets for decades, folks, hiding in back alleys to make money, only to give it to our numerous worldwide pimps. No wonder the world welcomed Barack Obama as a rock star. They celebrated him as an American president who brought Lady Liberty to the orgy. That's what's happened to us, folks. I hate to put it that way. It's very indelicate of me to explain it this way, but I want you to get it. I want you to understand that every time Barack Obama, George Bush, Bill Clinton before him and George Bush before him went somewhere else, they didn't represent us. They didn't care about us. They went there with the idea of making people feel good about who we were. They wanted to feel, yo, you need some more money? I got your money. Get over here. America, Liberty, get your butt over there. No, you can get to him later. Give me your money. And she'd walk over in her high heels and her low-cut dress, and she would be like, here you go, baby. And she'd hand that money off to a Barack Obama or any of those other clowns, and then he'd hand it over. He'd make it rain in other countries. He was like a rap star at a strip club, throwing money up, man. It was a grab. And you know what it cost us? It cost us billions and billions of dollars. Let me give you guys an idea of how much money we pay into NATO. This is 2017 numbers. We paid $686 billion. $686 billion. That was 3.6% of our GDP. The next closest, get this, the United Kingdom, who, by the way, lived up to its 2.1%, and it put in $55 billion. We put in 696. They put in 55 billion. Next was France, 1.8% of its GDP, 46 billion. Next was Germany, 45 billion. Next was Italy, 23 billion. You want me to add that up for you? Those three, 150, not barely 150, 160 billion dollars, we put in 686 billion. It drops down from there. Canada, 21. Turkey, 12. Spain, 12. Poland, 9. Norway, 7. Greece, 5. Belgium, 4. Denmark, 4. Romania, 4. You add it all up, not even a not a solid fraction of what we put in at $686 billion. We put in, I don't know, I'm just doing a rough math, but we probably put in 3 to 4 times. Three times at least. Three times what all the other countries have combined. And do you know there are people in this country that are mad about it? Mad that Donald Trump is going over there saying, wait a minute, it's over. You know, we're not going to be treated this way any longer. America, get over here. We spend more in NATO than all those countries combined by a long shot. Only 4 other countries besides the U.S. hit their target of 2%. All the others are woefully short of the established requirements of NATO. And you have people in this country who say, we don't care. It's okay. $685 billion Think of that as our trade talks. We have $800 billion in trade. So $685 billion that we are responsible for with NATO, and then $800 billion that we are responsible for with trade. You want to talk about the sucker? $1.4 trillion, almost $1.5 trillion, going out the window every single day. It would be easy to argue, folks, that we should be given a lower target than 2%. Or why not let every country pay the same fee? People are so used to us just handing it over, forking it over. You think Barack Obama cared? Wasn't his money. He's making his money. He's out there doing his thing. You think Bill Clinton cared? You think any of those Bush knuckleheads cared? And then you add to this, the European, I don't even get into just what their part was, but get into the trade, $190 billion trade deficit with the EU, should come as no surprise given our promiscuous past. But President Trump has one goal. He's going to end the nonsense. And while he's doing exactly that, the Democrats were rallying around a crooked FBI agent and pretended to believe that the Mueller investigation was legit. They were, oh, this Mueller thing, we're. And Donald Trump's over there saying, no, I'm going to save America hundreds of millions of dollars. Because number one, we've been spending twice as much. 3.6%, he said it was 4.3. So if we just cut that in half, we got $300 billion rather to put back in the bank. Then there's trade. In case you missed Clown Fest 18, you know, with Peter Strzok on the subject of Russia, multiple Democrats mentioned that 19 indictments had been made by the Mueller team. And Trey Gowdy asked, how many of them involved Trump and Russian collusion? To which Peter Strzok answered, none. And some puddly Democrat yelled off camera, yet. Wishful thinking, folks, just like you're wishful thinking of what's going to happen to you in 2018, in November of this year. You're going down. There's no walkaway movement. There's a runaway movement from the Democrats, and I know why. Because people are sick of them. They're sick of the lying scoundrels. Support your country.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Hey, Dave, you in for golf this weekend?
I can't. I promised I'd find a plumber to fix the sink and a painter to paint it.
Just use Angie's List.
Doesn't that cost money?
Not at all. It's free to find pros in your area who can do the work. You can even read ratings and reviews from other customers.
What about roofing pros?
Angie's List has pros for everything. And to save time, they'll even match you to the best pros for the job.
Oh, that's awesome. Looks like I'll be able to play after all.
Find the best pros for your next project at AngiesList.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles, no third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I was thinking about the Trump meeting with Putin and everything that Trump has done, and somebody said something along the lines of a president meeting with, Russian dictator or whatever they call Putin is unprecedented. And I was thinking to myself, isn't it all unprecedented? I mean, it's like when people say, well, you know, if this president wins, it'll be, you know, so-and-so will make history. Hillary Clinton would make history as president. So did Donald Trump. Donald Trump has made just as much history as being president as Barack Obama. I would argue with you that Donald Trump has made more history being president than Barack Obama. Barack Obama may be the first half-black president that people want to consider black. Trump is the first president who never was supposed to make it, who did it. Go back and look at Truman where they said Dewey's the new president or whatever. It's nothing in comparison to Donald Trump. No, so few people gave Donald Trump a chance of winning. It was crazy. And there he sits in the White House. Hillary Clinton rejected again. And now they're saying Hillary will run in 2020. Please do. Number one, I don't think Hillary will survive the 2020. I told you, I think she's sick. Every time I see her, she looks sicker. I know they put the front, they put the big face. Oh, she's okay. Look at her. She's healthy, healthy, healthy. I watch Hillary at the AFT, the American Federation of Teachers or whatever, some special interest union group that's doing nothing except taking money out of education and acting like they're educating our kids. And she walked up there, and as my grandmother would say, she looked like death eating a cracker. She absolutely looked horrible. And she thanked the lady who runs a teachers union, who is one of the biggest crooks on the planet, gave one of the worst speeches I've ever heard. But look, the long and the short of it is, every time they talk about something being unprecedented, it's because Trump is doing something and he's winning. It's unprecedented that the stock market is at the level that it is. It's unprecedented that the GDP of America is where it is. It's unprecedented that we've got this few less of unemployment, blah, blah, blah. It's all unprecedented. It's unprecedented that North Korea would actually want to have peace. It's unprecedented the amount of pressure that America is now putting economically on the rest of the world to be better partners. It's unprecedented that NATO is being made to pay its bills. Yeah, it's all unprecedented because we haven't had anybody willing to do it. And I love looking at social media and seeing all these people that are so detached. Saw a guy, he says this, Donald Trump is going to go to meet with Putin and he's intimidated. And I'm thinking to myself, are you out of your mind? There's not a person on the planet that intimidates Trump. Not in terms of diplomacy and what he's trying to do for America. Now, if you put him in the octagon, he may be intimidated against some of the people there. But are you kidding me? Donald Trump is so fearless when it comes to what he's going to do for America. He is unquestionably the least fearful person on the planet. But this guy's he's afraid. And then they showed I saw this video, they showed Merkel meeting with Putin. And apparently Merkel's deathly afraid of dogs. Putin brings in his big Labrador retriever and lets the dog come sniff on Merkel, who's just kind of, not doing anything. And they go, that was an intimidation move. Bring your dog in with Trump. See what he does. He's not going to be intimidated. He's going to rub the dog, and by the time it's gone, it's over, the dog's going to want to follow him home. Bring your dog in, Putin. I know Putin also has these Caucasian shepherds. Very, very tough, mean dogs. And I know he's got them, and there's some Russian oligarchs that have these Caucasian shepherds. That's a great protection dog. Not good around kids and stuff because they have a temperament that's like, they don't care about you. But long story short, what I'm telling you is they constantly underestimate Donald Trump. And I talked about it earlier, and I call it the arrogance of the left. Arrogance. Sheer arrogance. Number one, here's how we know Trump to be this way. I heard somebody say, what did they say about him? God, because I remember thinking, she said he would. We talked about it earlier, right? I know you guys know, see me fishing here, but some girl said Trump was cranky. Early in the broadcast, we talked about this. He's cranky. He was cranky leaving for Britain. How do you know? She's got zero input. She's not around the president at all. He's cranky. She knows nothing. It cracks me up. So I'm just looking at all these different people that want to tell you how Trump is. Oh, this is his disposition. Here's what he's thinking. This, that, and the other. And they have not a clue. And let me tell you why they haven't a clue. Let me tell you why leftists can't understand Donald Trump. They don't know leadership. They don't know what they don't know. They've never seen leadership like this. It is such a distraction. What's the word I'm looking for? It's so something they've never known that it's completely foreign to them how a guy who can lead, who can go to places and make things happen, how to get it done. And I'll be honest with you, it's somewhat of an enigma to people who get it done because Trump's style is different than most. Now, I'll be honest with you, most of the people that I've met with that are at his level when I was dealing with multinationals, good guys, they get it, they understand it. And they understand Trump 80%. But it's that 20% secret sauce of his that you go, huh. I remember when he would make decisions on The Apprentice, and I would go, I disagree. And I think I was right in some of who he fired and why. You know, it's that subjective. But in terms of getting it done, man, it's tough to disagree with this guy. But the left does it. They're doing it all the time. And they think they're winning. They think they're winning, and they're not. There's a clip of Jesse Lee Peterson. Was it Jesse Lee? It was a black lady. And she mentions that she's switching from the Democrats to become a Republican. And I want to play her clip.
Who are you supporting? Who are you voting for?
I'm voting for Donald Trump.
And why?
Because I feel we need security first.
Yeah. Amen.
Open borders, no.
Yeah. 500% increase
in
refugees.
She's going to have to raise taxes.
Yeah.
Because we're going to have to pay for it. We're going to give them free housing. Yeah. We're going to give them food. And Obama's going to make sure they have a phone. Yeah. So what I want to say also is, I am off the plantation.
Oh.
Not on the plantation anymore. My grandmother told me years ago, I'm 77. My grandmother was 65 years older than me. And I asked her as a kid, I said, why are you a Republican? Because I used to sit by the radio and listen to the radio and listen to even Roosevelt. I mean, I was a kid, but, you know, I heard him talk.
You remember Roosevelt?
Yes. But I remember as a kid, you know, hearing him talk. And she eventually explained to me why she was a Republican.
Yeah.
She said it was the Democrats that was doing the lynching. She said it was the Democrats that was the Ku Klux Klan. But, you know, it didn't register to me until all of this came about.
Yeah.
So I just want to say I am officially a Republican now. And I don't think I'll ever go back because I'm going to vote for the person who I feel for my family and for me.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. That's a big problem for the left. A big problem. That exodus is occurring, and it's waiting for it to happen in the news? Are you waiting for an announcement from CNN to say, there's been a black exodus from the Democratic Party? Here's the news at 11. It isn't going to occur that way. As the Bible says, the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. Well, the day of Democrats leaving, the blacks leaving Democrats is going to occur like a thief in the night. And many of these blacks are fed up. They're done. This lady is a great example of it. And she's giving you the reasons why. 77-year-old black lady probably voted Democrat her whole life. And that when that demographic starts to wake up, holy cow. I used to think they were going to have to die off, but no, they're waking up to the reality. They're seeing what the Democrat Party has done, and they're saying enough is enough. She doesn't have to switch. She doesn't even have to make it vocal, but it means enough that she wants to do it. It means a lot to her. She's got to do it. She's got to do it for her grandchildren, her great-grandchildren. You should feel good. You should take heart when you hear stories like that, because I'm telling you, they're happening a lot more than you're told.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.